I'm sharing my screen now, and this is Abounding Wins Part 240. We are completed with our goodness mini balance, and we are going back into the series, and it's about to kick into a whole nother gear. All right. Tonight we start on into the subject of God's goodness is the true power for change. It is the absolute true power for change. We know that the word goodness means that it means affecting our minds agreeably. And that has been the catalyst and the source or the root of our of the series on goodness is about being affected in our minds agreeably. We believe that we soared to this level of agreement when God revealed to us about getting the axe laid at the root through our honoring and through our giving and through our worship and our giving. That God revealed something to us in our last series on peace, that the perfect joining would be when we were able to just really honor the Lord with our substance and to really give unto God and not have any type of attachment to this world. And there are many roots, unfortunately, that come with that, that God is destroying through our honoring and through our giving. And God, through that, it's given us a position to be able to receive God's goodness, to have our minds affected in the place of agreement.
Amen.
We may have our moments, we may have our down times for a second, but the fact of the matter is the root of the Lord remains, and it begins to nourish and sustain and build us. And it's something that we're finding to be so awesome and so powerful. Well, it's not just a feeling that we get, but God's goodness is the true power for change. If there's areas in your life you want changed, if there's areas in you that you really want to change, it's going to happen through the goodness of the Lord, through how God and when God affects your mind to come into alignment and agreement with Him, it brings forth change. It brings forth the fruit of change. So if you're looking to come out of something, if you're looking to really, really soar in areas that you have yet to soar in, it's going to happen through the goodness of the Lord. It is the true power of change. We've been in and out of Philippians 2 and 13. It says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." This particular verse alone already points to change. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All right. So now the word good is obviously tied to this, and it definitely has place there. And God's work is at us. We've learned this, that the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. What the word fruit there means is it to bring forth with power. All right. And it means the work of the Spirit. All right. It means the work of the Spirit. It means the results of the Spirit. And so therefore Philippians 2:13 comes in perfectly. If the fruit of the Spirit or the work of the Spirit is in all goodness, well, that work has for God, it's God which is working in you through his goodness, which is the power of agreement in his word. Now you can see God's will and do in your life. He will
Amen.
exchange what you've been doing for what he would want you to do. He would exchange how you've been living for how he would want you to live. It is the true power of change, and it comes by way of his goodness. He both works the will and the do of his good pleasure. So when God's goodness is established in you, he works the will and then carries out the do through you. His goodness is the power of change, as I've been saying, from your will to his will. And I like that because there have been a lot of things along the way in my life that I could not stop doing, But now with God's goodness, as God is affecting my mind agreeably, he's also at work in me and in you. He's willing me, and I'm now feeling a different desire in areas that I needed to feel differently about. He's working his will in there. And then as he works his will, he also does the performing of it.
Amen.
And that's all coming by way of his goodness. Truly. So when he affects our minds agreeably, it becomes the anointing in which brings permanent change. Permanent change.
Amen.
All right. Now the word good pleasure, I love this. The word good pleasure, the meaning good means beneficial, and pleasure means choices or purposes. So now you put them together, it God works in us beneficial choices. Choices that will benefit our lives. God is working. God is working. You're not working those choices. God is working beneficial choices. He does it in the area of our health and healing. He does it in business. He's working beneficial choices in purpose and in the purposes in which we're carrying out in life. His goodness is provoking absolute change. And those areas that you were making bad choices in, you're going to begin to make beneficial choices because it's God working them in you. And he's provoking change. His goodness changes the will and the do of wrongful choosing. How awesome is that? His goodness essentially is his power. It really is the power to bring forth absolute change. Now, the word worketh, I love this here. It means to be at work. God's at work. It means to put forth power. Remember that. Remember I told you it's the power of change. So God is putting forth power. It also means to be efficient. And the word efficient means achieving maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort.
Mm-hmm.
So God is achieving maximum productivity. How? Only by way of his goodness, which is his word. When his word is changing your thinking, God is moving through you and he's working through you and he's bringing maximum productivity to your life. Trust me, this kind of hurts too. It hurts because when God begins to bring forth change, like what he's been dealing with me lately is my finances. God has been working something different, changing my structure and my finances, and it's really changed the way that I use and spend, and it's God working in me. I can feel my old man wanting to go back to some of the old habits at times, but this thing, man, this goodness of God has affected my mind to the point where I see where I'm going to be fully in a state of benefit as he's working this change in me.
Amen.
He's doing better things.
Amen.
He's giving me maximum productivity with minimum and wasted effort or expense. So now it's changing me. I can feel it changing me. And I'm loving that choice. I'm loving what he's revealed as that's going to make me better in the area of finance. There's a prophecy over my life that deals in finance, and it's been on me for quite a while. I'm 52 years old, and God is now working me in that direction. And it's finally, listen, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. The goodness of God can teach an old dog new tricks.
Amen.
The goodness of God can change that. Because he came in a moment's notice unto me to give me a new structure in my finance. And now it's working in me. And the goal is to achieve maximum productivity. Because when God's putting forth his power, he's very efficient. And the word efficient means achieving maximum productivity with minimum wasted effort.
That's amen. God. Amen.
Amen.
So when our minds have been affected agreeably, he works in us the will and the do. That word work means he is at work in us with power and efficiency. He will achieve the results that are now desired in us due to our state of minds changing. Our minds have changed. So now he's moving and going to bring those results because of the change of mind. Listen, I've tried to change my mind about finances over the years. I've tried to implement things in my life for myself over all the years, knowing that I could always do better. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a wasteful person, but I'm just a person that oftentimes spreads himself extremely thin. And so God came in one moment and gave me one structure. And I'm seeing results, and there's a stick-to-itiveness like I've never had before. Mm-hmm. God is really reconstructing me here. And yes. I know why, because there is a wealth, there's a tremendous wealth that's coming. And I know that there is, because he's constructed me differently in my honor and my seed sowing and all of the, he's lining me up, and now he's really fixing me from the inside out so I can really see maximum productivity. And I'm going to be a steward over a great windfall of wealth. And I know it. And I receive it.
Amen.
And I'm loving it. Amen. Because God is really, he's at work in me. And I can't move. I don't want to move. And it's wonderful. The goodness of God, when he affects your mind agreeably, it is the power to bring forth change. It is the manifestation of his true benevolence. We talk about benevolence a lot, but the manifestation of his true benevolence is locked inside of the word goodness, of his goodness. When he affects the mind agreeably, you better believe he's bringing his benevolence, and his benevolence is fixing broken areas that are about our lives, areas that we've been broken in. We're receiving benevolence because he's affected us so much, and he's really working in us.
Amen.
Oh, he's really working in us. And this is a part of his benevolence. God is not the type of God that just wants to give you something once. He wants to fix the problem from the source of the problem.
Amen. Amen.
God is the type of God that wants to remove the burden, not only remove it, but then destroy the yoke so it never comes back again. And so his goodness now is provoking change. Really powerful. Another definition for worketh is aid, A-I-D, which also means benevolence. So God is aiding us here. All right? He's aiding us. Oh, my goodness. How wonderful does that feel to know that God himself is aiding you in your weaknesses. God is making you strong by affecting your mind in agreement to the point where you're going to see change. Change. Change is on the way. That word is so powerful. Just the word change, understanding change is coming. There is a change on the horizon because of the goodness of God. Areas you could not change, he is changing. Here's further confirmation in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Evangelist Dara likes that. And upholding all things. I love this here. Upholding Amen. All things by the word of his power.
That's God.
All right. Now, it, listen, if the goodness of God is the power to change, and now watch this now, and it, the goodness of God is coming by way of his word, then when you're under the goodness of God, all right, you're under his power. So now you get the word upholding on your side. He's upholding all things by his goodness. You could actually translate that because those words right there equal goodness there. By his goodness. He's upholding all things by his goodness. Because goodness, remember, goodness is now the power of change, which we just totally saw it. It is the absolute power of change. So up, all things are upheld by this. All right? So now, the last part of the verse, it says, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, upholding, watch this, means this, to bring forth, to be born or exhibited. Watch how it comes now, with the suggestion of force or speed. So now, if goodness is upheld, all things are upheld by his goodness, then goodness is bringing forth, it's bringing forth, it's causing things to be born and exhibited. And it's moving with force and speed. Oh, hallelujah. This change that's coming, I'm telling you now, it's coming, it's bringing forth, all things are, they come forth by his goodness. The change you need will be, it will come forth by his goodness. That when you're in the word and it's affecting your mind, it's that I'm telling you now, there is the power to bring forth change. It will be born, it will be exhibited, suggestively, by force and speed. So if he's putting forth power, then he's also bringing forth with that power. I'm going to say that again. If God is putting forth power, he worketh in you, which means to put forth power. He's also bringing forth with that power. The goodness of the Lord is what truly brings forth change. What Amen. You may ask, you may ask, what is change? All things, it That's says right good. There. What's change? All things. He upholds all things. Any change you need can come by goodness. Anything. Just let God change your thinking on it. How can I get there? How can I get into a place where I'm telling you once again, it leads right back to where we came from. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Get any opposite root out of the way. Get false nourishment. Get this false perception of what this life brings. The cares, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things. Let God get those things uproot. Let the axe kill that noise. And all things can be changed by his goodness, by the word of his power. Things that have been out of your control that you could not change. He says he upholds all things. He brings forth anything you need. And it moves with the suggestion of force or speed. It's coming quickly. It's coming quickly. All things are brought forth by the word of his power. Any and all changes you need in your life come forth by the word of his power. Watch this. The word power means power for performing. Power for performing miracles. It means to be able. Watch this now. Watch this, guys. Have power. I'm going to show you. The link is going to bless you. Whether by virtue of one's own ability and resources. Watch this. Last definition. This blew me out the water. Or of a state of mind.
Oh, bless God. Amen.
The power of God is locked. It's the power for performing miracles. It's that he is able. He has power, whether by virtue of his own ability and or resources, or his state of mind is also where his power is. So when God gives you his state of mind, he's giving you the power to change.
Amen, God.
Hallelujah. When God, I'm going to say it again. When God is affecting your mind agreeably, when he's giving you his state of mind, he's also giving you power to uphold, to bring forth what? All things. Hallelujah. Oh, just imbibe that for a minute.
Amen.
As God is affecting our minds agreeably, as God is giving you his state of mind, he's giving you his power. And all things are upheld by the word of his power. Watch this. All things are upheld by his state of mind.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Ooh, glory
amen,
be to God.
God.
All things. If I can get God's mind on it, let me find out what he's thinking about it. Let me look into the logos that have become rhema and find out. I now have the power to uphold. It's upheld right here. I have the power to bring it forth. Glory be to God. In our case, he's giving us power through our state of mind. That's the part of the definition for us. Through the state of mind, when he releases his goodness, he's also releasing his power into us. All right? Here we go. We're about to shift over. Here's how it works. And I was going to hold this, but we're going in. I might not get through the entire Luke chapter 10. Here is how it works, and here is who and what we become, all right, through this goodness, through receiving this state of mind, all right? Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 20. I probably, again, will not finish all of this, but we're going to look at some of it right now. Here is how it works. This is a story about when the Lord, He sent forth the 70. He appointed the 70 to go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, gave them power. Watch how he gave him his state of mind, and watch how they moved and what dimension they really moved in. All right, here we go. Here's proof of all that I've been telling you, that it has the power to bring forth change. Luke 10. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and he sent them two and two before his face. Key words. Into every city and place whither he himself would come. Daryl, I saw you here. I sure enough did. Boy, this is about to blow your wig off. Listen here. I'm telling you, he's going to lose his wig tonight. All right, watch this. He said that I can't get out of verse one that easy. He said that he sent them out. He appointed another 70. This is after the 12. He took another 70 and appointed them. And he did it before his face. But what he did was he sent them into every city and place whither he himself would come. So what he was doing was giving them his ministry of what he had to do. Ooh, boy. I hope you understand that. He was giving them his ministry of what he himself would have to go do. Ooh. So you know they had to be full of power.
Amen.
Because if he was going there, he was going to bring forth change. All right, here we go. Before his face, this is what it means. The word face means in the third person, or it means to blow or breathe upon. So what he did was breathe upon them, and when he breathed on them, they ended up in the third person. The third person of who? Of Christ. Jesus. When they ended up in the third person, I did a little study on the third person. It actually says this in the Webster's, and I thought it was funny. It says that if someone is speaking in the third person, it's a red flag. Let me tell you what it means to speak in the third person. All right. If I'm speaking in the third person, and let's say we're talking about steak, and I say Todd likes steak. Todd likes the ribeye steak. Todd likes the ribeye steak cooked medium. To the world, that's a red flag. But when you start to speak in the third person, because Jesus breathed upon you, you become his exact voice whither he sends you.
Bless God.
You start to speak in the third person of Christ. And we know who the third person of the Trinity is. It's the Holy Spirit. So now Amen. You're speaking exactly because he affects your mind agreeably. And I want to tell everybody on the line, I'm going to skip to the loop. Listen, when your mind is affected in agreement, you're speaking. When you're speaking from that place of agreement, you're speaking from the place, the third of the third person. You're not speaking, yes, my God. It's not you speaking there. When you are affected in the mind and agreeable with God about what his word says, you're speaking in the third person.
Bless God.
He breathed upon them, and then he spoke to them after breathing on them. We too have been breathed on, meaning we have received his spirit. Through his goodness, he speaks to us, then gives us the power and accuracy of knowing, oh, Jesus, that you're in the right place in which he himself would be. We essentially are the third person of Christ, the Lord. Third person means you're speaking about, and watch this, third person means you're speaking about or for another person. That's what it means. You're speaking about or for another person. You're speaking in essence in their stead. But in our case, we are the said person. We become Christ when under his goodness. Listen. Amen. Oh, God, help me. Help me, Jesus.
Amen, God.
When you're under the goodness of God, you become, oh, people are going to think I'm blaspheming now. You become Christ. You become Christ under the goodness of God. Jesus became Christ under the goodness of his Father, speaking where his mind had been affected in agreement. All right, let me show you from 1 Corinthians 6 and 17. It says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Watch this. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The word spirit means breath or the third person of the triune God. Oh, Jesus. Breath or the third person of the triune God. When you're joined unto the Lord, how are we joined? In agreement. You become one spirit. So now when you're speaking what your mind has been affected in agreement with, as you're speaking, it's really him. It's really him. Jesus. I just want you to move out of the way for a second. I want you to step to the side. I want you to recognize when your mind has been affected in agreement, you're really speaking as he would speak. Look, he said, I'm going to send them. It says, I will send them. I'm sending them before my face. And he sent them two and two before his face in the breath of him, which means the breath. And in being in that breath, they step into the third person, into every city and place whither he himself would come. I hope you guys see that. He sent them exactly where he was going.
Amen.
Why? Yeah. Because they were in the person of him.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Verse number 2, back in Luke. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip. Why? Because you're in the third person. You'll know what to say when you get there. Nor shoes. And salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say. Now, he starts to affect their minds. Peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Listen now, it affects their minds. And heal the sick that are therein. And say unto them, oh my God, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Listen, when we speak from his goodness, we are in the absolute sphere of God's influence. That means kingdom of God and power. The Lord told me, he said, Todd, he said, you're not receiving power from the kingdom. And you're not of the kingdom when you're in my goodness. This is what he said to me. He said, you are the kingdom. You're not of the kingdom. And you're not receiving power from the kingdom. When you're under the goodness of God, you are the kingdom. In other words, when you're speaking, when you open your mouth under the goodness of God, all of the host of heaven is standing behind you. When demons move and tremble at what you're speaking, it's because they're seeing kingdom. They're hearing Jesus and seeing kingdom at work behind you. God said, listen, you're not of the kingdom. He said, you are the kingdom. He told them that when they healed the sick, they were to let them know that the kingdom of God has come nigh. It's right here. The kingdom of God is with you. Why? Because we're speaking in agreement.
Amen.
But let me give you proof. Jesus said this like this. He said, we are the kingdom. Listen, Jesus said it like this. He said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Jesus also said it like this. He said it like this in Matthew 12. That was Matthew 12, 28. He also said this. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, talking to the Jews, and given to a nation bringing, watch this, forth fruits thereof.
Trust God.
Ooh, God Almighty. You're not of the kingdom.
Amen.
You are the kingdom. When you speak in the power of agreement with him, you're not taking a portion of the power of the kingdom. No, you're presenting all of the kingdom.
Jesus, bless God.
You are kingdom. We that are affected in our minds agreeably are that nation that he was talking about. We are the kingdom, the sphere of God's influence. Why? Because you're in agreement.
Jesus.
It's a whole nother level here. God is telling us now, begin to move in that power. Begin to move in that authority. You're not of the kingdom. You are the kingdom. He told them what to do. He breathed on them. Why would he breathe on them? So that they could be able to hear and be quickened by his spirit. When he opened them up by breathing on them and he sent them before his face, he breathed on them. It brought them into the dimension of the third person where they could exactly hear and understand the same way Jesus did. Therefore, he sent them into places where he himself would go. Why? Because he was going in them. He was handling his ministry through them. They were a third person.
Amen.
Of who he is. When your mind is being touched like this, I'm trying to tell you, you are now in the third person of Christ. You now speak with that authority. Verse 12, it says, but I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloths and ashes. Listen, but it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 16. We've read it a million times, but now understand it from the fact that you're sitting and you're standing when in his goodness in the third person of who he is. Verse 16 says, he that heareth you heareth me. When you're speaking where you are going, he that heareth you is really hearing me. Look at why would he say that? Because they're in the third person. They're speaking from the voice of the third person. They're speaking from the voice of Christ. Watch this. He says it here, finishes out, and says, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, watch how it goes right up to God, despiseth him that sent me. We are connected. Ooh, Jesus. Through the power of his goodness, we are connected in such a manner the enemy can't tell. He can't tell. No, see, we got to learn to really move out the way and understand something. When he's affected your mind in agreement, he that heareth you heareth me. When Jesus spoke, it moved with force and speed, killing a fig tree in a moment's notice. when Jesus spoke, Lazarus didn't get up 17 hours later. He rose from the grave and came out that tomb. When Jesus speaks, it's with force and speed. We have to understand, if we can really gather this up and really establish this place in us, that when we're speaking under the power of agreement, it is not us. He that heareth you, heareth me. Tell that mountain to be thou removed. Jesus said, it should obey you. Why? Because that mountain that hears you is really hearing me.
Yes, God. Yes.
And watch this. When you're dealing with the demonic realm, when you're dealing with the demonic realm, when you're speaking, the kingdom, watch this now. Well, we talked about this earlier, Elder Donna. Listen, the kingdom is backing you. Do you think demons just obeyed Jesus because he was Jesus? Demons obeyed Jesus because when Jesus said something, the kingdom, the power of God, angels, authorities, backed everything that was being said.
Amen. Amen.
You are kingdom when your mind has been affected in agreement. Don't rely on voice inflections. Don't rely on, like you were talking about earlier, Elder, laudations. Rely on the fact that you are kingdom.
Yes.
And the kingdom of God, all of the kingdoms of this world have become his. Why? Because he's stronger. He's got more might. He's got more power. He's invincible. He's undisputed. Never lost. The devil fought against his angels and lost. You got to understand what's going on here. You're bringing that when you're affected in the mind in agreement. That's why change can come. Oh, God, here we go. We need to understand who people in circumstances are hearing when we are under the goodness of the Lord. Demons and sickness, debt, lack, and not enough are hearing Christ the Lord, the maker. He's the maker. He's the owner and ruler of heaven and earth. Get it in your minds now that when you've been affected in the minds agreeably, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of healing, the hope of deliverance. He's really speaking through you. He that heareth you, heareth me. That's why change is coming. Watch this, verse 17. And it says here, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, right after that, Jesus turned and began to glorify God because of what had happened. He now was moving. He could see the vision very plainly of how this is going to go down. I'll be in them. This is true. And I'll send them whitherto I would go myself. Why? Because they get the same results, because they're speaking through me, or I'm speaking through them. I'm speaking in the third person through them. It's no different if I'm saying it or they're saying it. When I've affected their minds agreeably and they have my spirit, I'm moving all over the place. It has the power to bring forth change. It has the power to change things, but you got to understand who really is the one speaking when your mind is in agreement. So this also not only confirms the scripture that says, be ye transformed here by the renewing of your mind, but it proves that is the scripture is absolutely true. In Amen. Fact, it says it right here. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what? What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? When our mind is in agreement, we prove his goodness is the power of change. The word prove means we see whether a thing is genuine or not, which we've already learned. You begin to see and experience how genuine his goodness really is, because you're moving in a dimension that I think is beyond a lot of our comprehension. We don't really understand. And I started to exercise this today. I really did. I started to exercise speaking through the goodness of God, of course, but also his goodness extending to the fact that I'm speaking in the third person of Christ himself. I'm speaking in the third person of Christ himself here. And God wants us that if there be a takeaway for tonight, he wants you to understand that when your mind is being affected in agreement to bring forth change, it's going to take you understanding that that word that's coming out of your mouth is God. And it is the kingdom. But you've got to get out the way. You've got to move to the side.
Amen, amen.
You've got to step to the side. And when you're speaking in the place of agreement, it's Christ. It's him. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Lord God, yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to make that transition. Affect our minds there. Let goodness be multiplied in that truth. Let it be multiplied in that truth that, Father, we're speaking. We're speaking as a part of the triune God.
Yes.
How could we not, if he's the head and we're the body? How can we have two separate voices if he's the head and we're the body? It has to be true. God Almighty, it has to be true. We're not of the kingdom. Jesus said, the kingdom has come unto you. He even told the 70, tell them the kingdom is nigh unto you. Why? Because of the words. Jesus, Lord God.
Bless
Jesus.
God.
But we got to get out of the way. So often we stand in the way of the words in which we're speaking. And I believe as the axes continue to be laid at the root, we'll have less and less connection. And the power of God will move with speed, with force, and with speed. We'll see these results with great ease. He that heareth you, heareth me. The word transform means metamorphosis. When this change happens, there's never looking back and never going back again. With the axe being laid at the root, he's able to work in us like never before. Change is coming. The plan is laid out. The anointing is ready and available. How did these 70 men go and do what they did, never being mentioned as the 12? We don't know who these men are. But Jesus sent them before his face. He breathed on them and then instructed them. How did they manage to stay in the power of his might? I'll tell you why. They were followers of Jesus. They too left everything. Jesus, my Lord. They had nothing standing in the way of their agreement.
Amen. Amen.
All right, that's foundation laying. For the goodness of the Lord is the power to bring forth change. I'm going to read a couple of comments that came in. I know I said a mouthful, but praise be to God. Here we go. Here we go. Elizabeth says, all things are upheld by his state of mind. Amen.
Amen.
Carolyn Watts says, this is really good. Elder Donna says, amen, amen, powerful. Joshua says, amen. Elder Allison says, awesome, amen. Evangelist Darrell says, power, powerful. And Evangelist Darrell says again, so good, hallelujah. Listen, guys, our takeaway is, don't speak anymore what you don't agree with. Don't waste your words. Speak with what you agree. And when you're in agreement, know that Christ himself is speaking. You know when you agree and you know when you don't. Elder Donna said something very profound today. She said, you know, I always stay in that position that, like that man said, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. In other words, she wants the authentic belief and agreement. And when he gives it to you, please begin to open your mouth with that agreement. Let it fly. Let it come out of your mouth. Declare it. Declare it. Don't hesitate. Declare it. And I mean declare it loud. Declare it strong. Release it, release it, release it. Because I'm telling you right now, God wants you to understand that it's no longer, oh, hallelujah, it's no longer Peter said it like this at the gate called Beautiful. He said, why are you looking on us as though we made this man?
Yes.
He said, it's not us. He said, it's the faith that's by him. Jesus, he said in the Amplified. It's the faith standing by him. Jesus is right here. Why? All of this word we're speaking in agreement. He's standing right here. The Bible says, if there be two or three of you gathered in my name, if there be two in agreement, there I am with you. I'm right there. Why? Because I'm right there in the third person.
That's God.
I'm right here. Two come together agreeing on touching anything, it shall be done. Why? Because he's there. Understand that when he's touched your mind, he's here. He's here, oh God. He's here. He's here even right now as he's touching your mind in agreement. Those of you that have said amen, he's right there with you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And it does become a baffling wind unto the enemy. The enemy is under a baffling wind because he's seeing you, but hearing Jesus. And he has no chance. Because not only, you got to hear this now, not only are you saying stuff, but you can put your money where your mouth is. You can back, it's backed up by the kingdom. Why? Because you are the kingdom. And all of the resources and all of the power of the kingdom are standing right there with you. You are the kingdom.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. No devil in hell will stand up against you when you speak from his goodness. Jesus. He told those 70, I give you all power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. With his goodness, you have all power over all the power of the enemy. Because it isn't you. It's him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's him. It is the Lord. They that are joined unto him, they are one spirit. They are one spirit. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we honor him. That's why we honor. Thank you so much, Jesus. So amazing. Your plan is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say this because this is what the Lord just said to me. When you're dealing with a mountain, something that has reared itself against you, and you stand in agreement, hear this now. You're standing whither he would himself be standing for you. His ministry is at work for you. In that agreement, oh, somebody better hear this. The ministry of Jesus, the Christ, is at work for you in that place of agreement. You're standing whither he himself, if he was still in the earth as the man, you're standing where he would be standing when he puts you in agreement. In other words, he would have came to town to see about you and your mountain. You're standing, hear that, please, where he himself would be standing when you're going up against your mountains in the power of agreement with him. He's letting you know, if I was there in the person, in the man that I am, if I was there, I would have came to see you. It's the same. Woo, Jesus. He just took that one to another level, Elder Allison. He gave us the other day that when the goodness of the Lord is on you, you have your own personal prophet. Well, it's beyond that. When the goodness is upon you, you have the Messiah upon you.
Hallelujah.
You're set. When, oh my God, when you are going against your mountain in agreement, he said, I'm sending you whitherto I were to go, where I was going to be. He's right there.
Bless God.
Jesus went into cities just to talk to one person.
Yes, he
one
did.
Person. He went from city to city. He wasn't trying to get everybody, but he knew it would have this domino effect, but he was attacking one. And he went to cities, walked miles upon miles to see about one. I'm telling you, when agreement comes on you,
yes,
Jesus came into your city. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Oh, Jesus. He came into my city tonight. He came to see about me as I spoke the words of agreement. Mountain that reared has been removed completely. Why? Because he came into my city.
Yes.
He came into my room, hallelujah, through the agreement that he touched me with.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We don't even realize it, Elder Donna, but it happens to us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even really reverence who just came in the room.
It's so true. It's so true. Jesus.
We don't even reverence the fact that all of a sudden propitiation came out of nowhere. And all of a sudden I'm propitiated. We don't even know that Jesus came in. That he said, whitherto I were to go, I'm sending them where I would have gone. Ooh, boy, if you can get with that, boy, you out of here. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Thank you, Master. If you're in a place of agreement and you're feeling this, just take a moment and give God thanksgiving. Just take a moment and thank him for coming through to see about you. Take a moment to give him glory that he came to see about you. He came all the way to your house or your job, wherever you are. You might be in your car. He came to see about you. If he's touching you with his goodness, if he's affecting your mind in agreement, he has come to you. The kingdom of God is right there. You are kingdom right now. Lord, we reverence you for that. We thank you for this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Master.
You didn't mean tonight. You thought you was gone.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, Master.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we give you glory.
Boy, oh boy. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless
Thank
you.
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you speak in agreement, start to hear him. You can step aside and you can praise him while you're hearing him. You can praise him while you're hearing him. Start to hear him through you. Start to recognize when you're speaking to sickness or something that might be in your body. Start to hear him. You can hear him. I can hear him now. Jesus doesn't believe in that sickness. Speaking in the third person, I can hear him. Jesus doesn't receive that sickness. Jesus has authority over that sickness.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I'm talking about him speaking in the third person, coming out your own mouth, that you can actually understand that he's saying this behind the scene, that he's saying this in your stead. That when you're saying, I command sickness, Jesus is saying, Jesus is Jesus commands that sickness. I, the Lord, command that sickness. There's the third voice of the third person. Hear him in you. Hear him. I know it sounds crazy, but you can hear him. Oh boy, oh boy.
Jesus.
Oh Lord, yes. Jesus spoke in the stead of his father. He said, the words that I speak, they are not mine, but they are his that sent me. He spoke in the stead of his father. You are speaking in the stead of him. Hear him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, yeah, I hear you. Amen. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to honor God. If those of you that would like to sow a seed, if you have a tithe or first fruit or freewill offering, an offering that you might want to give to the word, or what have you, whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, however he has purpose in your heart, so let a man give and be blessed, everyone. Be blessed. And remember, when you're sowing and you're giving, the axe is laid at the root for you,
yes,
to keep
God,
you in a place of absolute agreement with no hindrance, with none, hallelujah, with none. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you're cash apping, it's $ True Gospel Men's. If you're going to Zelle it to the address truegospelmens@aol.com. And you guys be immensely and enormously blessed. Work with this. Take your faith. Let this become your place of faith now. That your boy, oh boy, out of your mouth. Out of your mouth is coming the voice of the Lord. And it has the power to bring forth absolute change. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Until Sunday, everyone.